Good morning, little bird. What have you heard?
Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Katie Colleton and Katie O'Brien of Teachers. Ms. Colleton and Ms. O'Brien are part of the ensemble comedy troupe The Katie Dids, all of whom write and star in this hilarious comedy series.
Because we're going back to school today.
Over the next segment, Katie and Katie will talk about playing slightly tawdry teachers on Teachers, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on TV Land. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take our TV test, feel free to say ISAT through this program as we flunk out the past in order to get straight K's in the present. Katie and Katie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having us. Yes, hello.
Now, Katie with a Y, tell us about your character, Ms. Snap. And what's coming up in the second season of Teachers?
Oh, well, I play Miss Chelsea Snap. She's kind of a superficial pop culture obsessed teacher who considers herself the Kim Kardashian of Fillmore Elementary, even though no one else does. And this season, it's really fun because we're kind of exploring a little political side of her. She wants to get more involved with what's going on. And she has really good intentions, but nothing goes as planned. We have a whole election episode where she gets slut shamed the whole time. So it's a fun season.
Now, Katie, with an I, tell us about your character, Mary Louise. Now, it seems like she's the type of person who means well. Is that the case?
That's probably the best way to describe her. She means well. It doesn't always turn out well. I play Mary Louise Bennigan, and she's really naive. And I guess the fact that she means well is probably the best way to describe her. She sees the good in everything, almost to a fault, and she has a budding relationship with a hot dad.
Which means she's particularly enthusiastic about parent-teacher conferences, is that correct?
Yeah, that's her Christmas. She looks forward to that. That's her big event, yeah.
Now, in terms of Ms. Snap, Katie, in real life, you have a degree in psychology. So if you were to psychoanalyze Ms. Snap, what would be some of your psychological conclusions?
Oh, that is a great question. I would say Ms. Snap is someone that probably wasn't liked a lot. a young kid, and so she decided that she would just take control of every situation and dominate every situation to make sure it goes the way she wants to. But this season we explore a little bit of her backstory, that she, in high school, looked like Weird Al, that was similar to Weird Al, and it kind of explains why now she has this obsession with her appearance, and, you know, she's the type of girl that would buy the Kylie Jenner lip kit. So we have Miss Snap go to therapy, but of course she denies any of that has anything to do with the other.
Now, in therapy, do they discuss why she's attracted to janitors in therapy?
Yes, we do. We do explore a little bit her relationship. We have said that Miss Snap's dad left when she was younger because her baby cry was very shrill, at least according to her mom. It was like she was so annoying as a baby that it forced her dad to leave. So she might have a little bit of abandonment issues, and that might be why she does love the Ramada Inn so much.
Now, Katie, with an I, in terms of Mary Louise, if we stay on the psychological plane, is she repressing anything?
She's repressing quite a bit. Mary Louise definitely has some repression issues, and I think there's just always this bubbling, bizarre sexual energy that she keeps at bay kind of underneath that should have come out for any other, anybody else in their teen or early 20s. But Mary Louise, it's a little delayed. It's fun to play.
So this question is for the two of you. Tell us more about your group, the Katie Dids, and how Teachers came to be from your group.
The Katie Dids started as an improv and sketch group in Chicago. We all were going through classes at I.O. in Second City when we met. And we're the Katie Dids because we're all named some variation of the name Katie. There's six of us, and we have three Katies, two Kates, and a Caitlin. So it's really fun to hang out with us. We all have the exact same name. Yeah, it's kind of like a demented sorority. Yeah, and it started, we started doing improv and sketch, and then we were approached by Matt Miller, who's a director in town, and who's now an executive producer of Teachers, to do this web series. And that's kind of, this show started as a web series that we put out online. And then we were lucky enough to have TV Land approach us.
Now, Katie with a Y, how would you describe the creative process on Teachers? And because of your shared history, do you think your writer's room might differ from other TV shows?
Well, I think the writer's room is different from other TV shows because it's predominantly female. I don't know that how many shows out there have, like, a predominantly female writer's room. There's six of us that are all executive producers, writers, and actors on the show. But also in general, the writer's room is just really collaborative because we have an improv background. Everyone kind of contributes to everything. We get up in the writer's room and improvise a lot. So even though a script might be written just by two of us, every script is, two people are in charge of it. The whole process, we're all, you know, jumping in and adding our ideas and thoughts and kind of gang writing together.
Right. And Katie with an I, as a group, how did you decide on the identity for each character and how each teacher would be delineated from each other?
Well, how it started was when we were working on the web series, we each kind of took a really small part of our personality and decided to heighten it as much as we could. And so we always sort of a little nugget of truth in each character as to who we really are. And that's kind of how they developed. And then when it came to television, we blew it out even more. So, the characters really are based on a lot of truth in ourselves. So that's sort of how it came about. I always love when we say that since I play Chelsea Snap, the promiscuous, bitchy one. I'm always like, well, it's not all based on. And I can tell you, Collison is no different than his character in real life. Not everything is real.
Well, speaking of real life, what kind of teachers do you think you guys would make in real life?
Oh, I'd be a terrible teacher. I have no patience at all, and I have no motherly nurturing qualities. So I would just be in awe. It's interesting, doing the show, I have so much respect for teachers. I did before, but one of the great things about the show is a lot of teachers will write in or talk to us and tell us about their experiences. And it's really opened this whole side of teaching that I never knew existed. And so now it takes a really remarkable and incredible person to be a teacher. And I just am not that. I know, I completely agree. It's one of the hardest jobs because you have so much against you with, difficult children, difficult parents, difficult administration. I would be a bad teacher because I'm not really good at discipline. So anything the kids would want to do, I would just say, like, sure, yeah. They would just walk all over me.
Ladies, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having us.